Yes, this is Matt from Florida. I'm doing my first podcast here. I hope it comes out, be fairly well. You can understand my old southern voice. I've been in the south here all my life, so, in Florida. I hope it comes out fairly well. What I'm doing the podcast on is the Bun My CU. It's a, bun coffee pot that does three different types of beverages, including a clear water beverage. The three types it does various types of K-cups, then it does tea bags or pods, coffee pods or tea pods, what's called pods, basically, your tea or coffee in a compressed type filter that you just drop down to one of the attachments. The other thing it does is loose tea or coffee or any kind of loose leaf thing or loose ground stuff. It's got an attachment for that. And then it has another attachment for just clear water so that it won't be getting no taste, aftertaste, other thing that you can make oatmeal, just unlimited imagination of what's clear hot water. It's really a single serving coffee pot, to make a single serving with, so, each cup is fresh. I think the manual says it does up to, 14-15 ounces, beverage. But I ain't sure y'all could, I'll try to give links to that. I gave a link to emails in the Blind G's own mail and it had the mail and all. So probably refer to them on that. I guess the describing the coffee pot, starting with the sort of the dimensions. The dimensions is about 12 inches tall in round figures and it's about 9 inches, wide. From back to front, and then about 6 inches, from left to right, it's called length or whatever there, at the back. And this is, the 9 inches, wide from back to front is at the top, and it's the same way at the bottom, 9 inches, from back to front. Then it has also, going on, moving on, it has a place you swing out the little cover, and that's where you put your water in, for your coffee. And visual people can see what they putting in. It's got Martin on there, but I find it was just better to whatever cup you fill that and pour it, use that to pour in there, or use a measuring cup. Say if you know you're gonna make 8 ounces, just a 8 ounce measuring cup, or take up if you're gonna use more than 8 ounces, say you get a 16 ounce measuring cup, and whatever cup you're gonna use, pour the water in it, draw the water in, pour it in the measuring cup, and pour it into the pot. I say measuring cup, I like it because it has a spout to it, cause you don't have a real big place to pour the water in, so, I find that a little spout, like on a measuring cup, really helps not to get water everywhere. It has a drip tray down at the bottom, and, that's removable. You just sort of pick it up, and underneath that is a little plastic tray that fits in there to kind of slide everything together there. It's not hard to figure out. You can also remove that drip tray and set you a tall glass there. Give you a little bit more room, taller glass. I guess coming down to the buttons, it's very simple. You have a brew button, brew wake up button, and then you have a pulse button. Pulse or no pulse. And what pulse does is basically it pulsates the water through versus just running it through. It's supposed to give you, a little bolder, a little stronger coffee or tea or whatever. You wouldn't really need to use the pulse on the, just the clear water. I wouldn't be no reason. I would turn it off. And all of this is visual, but that, since it's not the two buttons, it's fairly easy to, tell, and you usually end up leaving it set whatever place you want. So, the pulse is the bottom button, and you can feel a you can feel the button, it protrudes out a little, and you feel that, and then you go up and feel the next one up. It's not a lot. I guess you could put something, a little bump, clear bump, something like that on it to help you out. I don't use that, but I mean, that would be an option. The pulse, I got to start from the bottom of the pot. Then I slide up, and then I know when I feel the first button, I pull, and I know the next button is blue. This thing has an automatic sleep timer embedded in it. Can't be changed. There's no menus or nothing on there, so there's no way to change it. It does go to sleep after a certain amount of time. I think a couple of hours, 8 hours, like that. Maybe 4 hours. I don't know. And so it goes to sleep. Does not turn off. And if you're going on vacation or something like that, since it has no way to physically an on-off button, which I think they should have put on myself. I like an on-off button. We cut the coffee off. But they just recommend unplugging it. So if you're going off for a while, it's best to unplug it to keep the water from evaporating. Because every so often, this thing will come on, even without you waking it up and heat it up. So that's another embedded timer feature in there. I can myself don't have much vision, but in one eye, I mean, I can see light coming through the windows and shadows and, you know, lights and things. So if I get in the correct light and I get my eye right up there to the coffee pot, I can see a light come on when you mash the pulse button. There'll be a little tiny red light come on when you mash it again, and it'll go off and you won't see it. The blue button, if you do it from wake up, I think that thing, when you tap it, it turns bright red, and usually takes, 10, 15 seconds to heat up from a wake up, depending if it had been woke up or it's been a while since it's been woke up, to heat it up. And then once that water in there is heated up, then you can pour in your cup of water that you're going to brew. And you don't have to wait for that because it's automatically already got the water heat, like all bun pots, they keep the water hot. So it works like kind of like the classic bun on that part. It don't have a removable reservoir. The reservoir during the initial setup, and I'll refer you back to the manual on that. There's an initial setup and an initial amount of water you need to put in there, and then you need to run a bunch of water through to, you know, make sure the water's good and clear and clean. And it's probably good to have, if you can, get visual help to make sure to get you set up and get you oriented. You know, if you got that to the pot, it's always good to have some visual help. You can get a friend or family member or somebody to briefly help you set it up. You know, it can be done without, but, you know, you do want good, clear, clean water coming out of there. You don't know what toxic might happen to be in there, and you won't mention that. So it would be good to have visual help to make sure you got your initial setup and all the correct, like I say, it's not necessary. But anyhow, after the heat up and you get the coffee in there, you mash the top button, and which is green, by the way, when it turns green, little green light when it's ready to go. And you just tap that button, and then it brews. I'm gonna, sort of go over some of the drawers. First drawer I'm gonna take out is the K-cup drawer. And you're gonna hear the coffee pot is waking up now, and you probably can hear it, come on and heating up. Anyhow, the K-cup drawer, it has a little handle on the top. You just lift it up, and underneath there you can feel on the very top, when you lift the top up, there's a little needle. It ain't real sharp, there. And in the bottom, you can feel another needle. And that needle is a little sharper than the top one. But it's not real sharp. And it has, also has a little rubber ring or something around both the top and bottom to make a good seal for your K-cup. And basically you just take K-cup, and then you drop it down. There's a little hole there you drop it down in. And then you just, close the lid and you push down, and you can feel it when you push all the way down on it. You can feel it seat in there and both of the pins. Once that's done, then you just feeling the attachment, the K-cup attachment. It's got, some rails on the top of it that protrude out, if you feel that, and then it's the handle to the attachment, and the handle has a button on the top, and the handle makes a kind of U shape, and then on the top is a button. To put it in, you have to kind of, you feel around, you can feel where the rail goes up there. After you do it a little while, and you'll get better at it, but the handle needs, once you close it down, and you make sure that the little handle that lift the top up down too, and pointed towards the back of the attachment. And then you just take that attachment and you kind of slide, and you feel it slide, and then you can hear push in, and you hear that click. I do it again. It'll make a click like that there, and you know it's in there. And then to undo it, you just, that button up top I'm telling you about on the U-shape, just push it in and just pull out. Now, I usually put my hand on top of the coffee pot to kind of help hold and put a little pressure to it. That's the K-cup attachment. Now, open the drawer here. Let me get the other attachment. This next attachment is the loose tea or coffee ground, loose coffee ground attachment. And it's got a lid, you open it up, and then you put your, it's got a built-in basket and a strainer to it at the bottom, and it's built-in. I don't know why they don't make a little basket to go in it, but you can also cut cut your filters somehow or another, or put one of these little round flat filters if you want filter coffee versus the widescreen filter coffee allows. You don't filter as much of the coffee. You don't want as much of the oil and stuff and all that you get from it. You won't get grain down in it, but tea leaves, but you know, it lets a little more of the fruit taste come through, but some people don't like that, so you can put a filter in it. But you fill that up, and it comes with a scoop, and you use two scoops, and that's approximately 20 ounces, I think the manual said, and that's what you do. And you rake off and make sure that nothing's above the lid. You close the lid down, and then, of course, you just slide it in just like the other one, and you take it out. It's not as thick as the K-cup one, so it's a little thinner, but, it's basically the same, got the same U-handle, same button, same rails. The lid, though, don't have a handle, so to say. It has a little nib or something there you can grab hold of. Hard to explain. If you get one, it's very easy to find the lid. That's what you hear in there, being open and close the lid. And you can feel that nib, on it. Practice makes it perfect. You get more used to it, like anything, the better it is. The next thing is the attachment is the pod or tea bag attachment. Now, this one don't have no lid at all. It just has a field of green on it. Why, I don't know, but it has a little field of green. And you just kind of take your pod and you stick down there and pat it down on your tea bag or whatever, and then it don't have no lid either on this one. It don't have a lid. Just open. You just, it slides in the same way, same rail, same gear handle, same, basically the same all the way around there. And then the next attachment here is, the next one is your plain water, and it don't have no kind of filter. It's open, got a little tiny hole there for water to come through. Same U handle, same button, same principle. You just line up the rails with the grooves in the pot, and it just pops in. Same principle. I'm not gonna make coffee with each one of these, and stuff. What I am gonna do is make coffee with my, the K-cup attachment, but I'm not using K-cups. I use a K-cup adapter type thing. I got them from, Walmart. They come in a pack of four. I got two packs, pack of four, $20, so $40 for eight adapters. And what that does, this adapter, it looks a little bigger, taller. It's about the same. It's the same size, around, height, everything, the K-cup. It's just got, instead of being solid and you have to punch a hole in the top and bottom, it's all plastic except the side, which is a mesh screen, and the bottom's a mesh screen with a little bit of plastic on it. And the top is solid plastic with a little hole in it. They make various types of these K-cup adapters. Got a little hinge lid, and what I do is just use loose, coffee, or regular coffee, and, actually I use espresso ground coffee I get that has been ground, or I grind, at the store. And I just take this adapter and I reach down my bag of my, coffee container thing, dip up and rake off, and then I dust off, close the lid, and tap it on the counter to make sure it's packed down good and lid's closed good. So I use an adapter, and you just take the adapter here, you open the lid up there, and since it's already got a hole in the top, and you don't need a hole in the bottom, because it kind of comes down, it's got a screen on the bottom, mesh screen, and then the it's kind of like got like a little round ledge, so it sets it up off the top of the bottom pin, so it don't touch the bottom pin in the K-cup. Some adapters, it's flat, and you put them in, it's got a hole in the bottom, and the hole, line that hole up for the bottom pin, and the close lid down, top hole. But this one here, all you got to do, simple, just drop it in, close the lid too, like that, make sure the lid's good and tight, line it up, snap it in there, be sure to put your coffee cup under there and line it up. You can fill up in there with the water comes out from the adapter and all, and just kind of line it up. Then come over here and I reach up here and get my measuring cup, and I use an 8-ounce measuring cup, and I fill it to the rim, so I actually, and do, use cold water. Fill up the rim, so I probably use about 9 ounces, an 8-ounce measuring, and I fill it up, 8 ounces to the rim. It's just slightly below, so I figure I get them somewhere in 9 ounces. Then you just get it up here, and I just reach up here where the spout is in the hole, and I kind of fill the hole, and just pour it in there like that there. And practice makes perfect. First time or two, you might spill a little water, but then don't worry about it, you know. Practice to get you better at it. It's like anything. And the more you get used to it. Then since you got that, now we gonna brew. I've already got it set on pulse, and I hold my head way down here close to it and see the green light saying it's ready to brew and the little red light saying it's on pause. So I try to get it over here. This is what the pulse sounds like and when you're brewing a cup of coffee. So here we go. And as you hear there, you can hear it pulse. So it's making a pulse through, puts a little water, and then stops a second or so, and then starts again. Just makes a stronger, bolder coffee. Now, this would go much faster if you didn't have the pulse on. It would just run the water through. And you can hear it heating up some of the water too. And there we go. It's made a cup of coffee. So, and from there, I just leave the K-cup or the thing in there. Sometimes I take it out like that there. You know, but basically, lift the lid and take the K-cup adapter out. The K-cups itself, because it's pretty expensive. Them K-cups, and the pods both, they not cheap. So I tend to be cheap. I'm on the conservative side of money, and I just rather buy my espresso already ground, good, little cheaper, and I use the adapters, or I use, whatever coffee, flavored coffee, or whatever coffee, or whatever I want. I do use the, K-Cups, tea, so, and I like the, English Breakfast Black Tea. Great, I like that. A lot of time I drink that instead of coffee, then, ain't nothing better than a good hot cup of tea, and I use, K-Cups, milk chocolate, and that does really, really good. I might do another podcast here, making the milk chocolate, in another podcast. That's basically it. Very versatile. Not a very big pot, gives you a lot of options, it keeps the temperature around, it brews at 200 degrees, minimum, that's the reason I bought the bun at the time, Cuit, I think it's called Cuit, the ones they made, maxed out at 160 degrees, it was the hottest they would go, and that's, which is good, but it's a little under the optimum, brewing temperature. From what I've researched and all, the optimum brewing temperature of coffee and to keep coffee is 200 degrees, minimum. So, that was one of the reasons. The other reason, it gave me several different attachments to do new things for. I mainly use the K-cup attachment with my K-cup adapters because it's just easier for me. But I can do loose tea, I can do loose coffee, I can do pods if I want to. It just gives you the versatility. Again, this is the, My Cafe MCU by Bun, and, I'll see if I can't, give links to the bun site of the pot, maybe to the manual on there. And, hope you enjoyed this podcast and, it's my first, we'll see what it comes out like. If you want to reach me, you can reach me through the Blind Geek Zone. Just post a message there. That will work, or you can email me at matt.from.blindgeekzone.com. Florida, F-L-O-R-I-D-A, at gmail.com. That's matt.from.florida@gmail.com. Again, matt.from.florida@gmail.com. Appreciate it. Hope y'all enjoy. Bye.